The Mystery of the Lost Lenore, Part 26. When one is being chased, one's mind tends to focus on the escape and somewhat less on the other details of one's life. I was no longer thinking of lost cities, for instance, or even the Humbunga River and its crossing. I was thinking solely about distancing our pursuers. I had surmised from my panicky backward glances that they were perhaps a dozen in number, but I could tell nothing else except that they were, fairly relentlessly, closing the gap betwixt us. It was then that I remembered the old joke about the bear attack. Two men are out in the woods when a bear charges at them. The one man starts to run, and the other says, "You'll never outrun that bear," and the running man replies, "I know, but I only have to outrun you." It occurred to me that it was not necessary that I outrun the pursuing horseman. It was only necessary that I, or more accurately my camel, outrun the rest of my companions. It was, I will grant you, a cold-hearted calculation, and not one of which I am proud, but I'm being honest. After all, the only one of the group to which I had any real attachment was Roger, and he was the fool who had gotten me into this mess in the first place. I had come to like the guide, Sammy, and sensed that in other circumstances we might have been friends, as we seemed to have not dissimilar Weltanschauung, or Weltanschauungen, whatever the plural is. But how well did I really know him? Did I owe him any real loyalty? Alvi and Hobie I actively disliked, so there was no problem there. Plus, Alvi had lost his camel, and then suddenly he had it again. Wasn't that a little suspicious? Maybe one of those two was in cahoots somehow with our pursuers. Alvi and Hobie, I mean. I didn't suspect the camel. I was rather quickly coming around to an every-man-for-himself way of thinking, but before I could spur my already hard-working camel past the others, something happened that made this unnecessary.